Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Wednesday. We are a day away from the NFL draft. That's right. It's almost here. The 2024 edition of the NFL's prospect selection, I guess we'll call it circus, is kicking off tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern, and we will be live streaming not only tomorrow night, but all 3 days of the NFL draft. Most importantly, we will be having our first ever live draft party in downtown Green Bay. That's right. You can join Cheesehead TV co-founder Corey Banky tomorrow night, starting at 7 p.m. local time. Information is in the link in the description of this video. If you're in the Green Bay area, head on out. It's going to be a lot of fun. Lots of Packers fans. Good times, good prizes, carry the G beer specials. What more do you need? And if you're not in the Green Bay area, we will be live streaming. I will be in the podcast studio tomorrow night and throughout the next 3 days, following along with the NFL draft, getting all the update information about whoever it is the Packers end up selecting. And this year they are sitting there at number 25. And reading through the dope sheet that dropped a little bit ago from the Green Bay Packers, trying to like look at trends and things they've done in the past and some historic kind of perspective on the draft. One little nugget that I found, which was disconcerting to say the least, was that the last time the Packers made a selection at number 25, they selected cornerback Ahmad Carroll out of Arkansas. And I don't probably need to remind folks that that wasn't a pick that generally, what would you say, how would you say it, worked out that well. Ahmad famously having to practice with boxing gloves during practice so he wouldn't grab jerseys. And that was early on. I mean, it didn't get much better after that. So yes, Brian Gutekunst, if you do stick at 25, it is time to write a new set of history at the 25th selection for the Green Bay Packers. And hopefully sometime down the road when the dope sheet says the last time the Packers selected at 25, they chose XYZ and it is a great player and we can all forget about that Ahmad Carroll selection. That's what I'm hoping anyway. We'll see. Your mileage may vary. And yes, a real easy way to ensure they don't pick somebody terrible at 25 is to, you know, trade out of 25, either up or down, which is a possibility. But I suspect, as I've been saying for quite some time now, I think he's going to let the draft fall to him. He is going to make that pick at 25, and I suspect it'll probably be an offensive lineman, but that's why we watch, because we don't know, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Hello to everybody in the comments section. So good to see everybody. Hope you're all doing well. We got a couple super chats already. Ryan, what's up, man? Ryan's got a double shot to start us off with super chats. The Bears proposed a new $4.6 billion stadium, 50-50 state private money. There's no way the Packers would ever get a new stadium built. And then Ryan continues, the reason why a new stadium wouldn't be built is that it would have to be bigger and better than Chicago and Minnesota. I'm not so sure I agree with that second part. It would not get built by these Green Bay Packers. There's no doubt about that. But if they were ever to cease being the Packers and went someplace else, then maybe. But yes, as currently construed, these Green Bay Packers would not be doing a $4.6 billion stadium, half with their own and half with the private money. That would not be occurring. She said, Joey, what's going on, man? Going back watching some of the old drafts, I'm so thankful they don't show the prospects on the phone anymore. Ruin the surprise. Yeah, I don't know, man. I guess I've just lived in the internet world for so long that I don't really think there's much surprise left. You know, like if you're following along on Twitter, you usually know before they show it on TV anyway. And plus, I mean, I just want the information. I know a couple years ago, people got mad at us because we were tipping picks on the broadcast of our live stream. And I'm like, I just want to know. Like, I don't care about the NFL's dog and pony show. I want to know who's the latest member of the Green Bay Packers. And I want to know that information as soon as humanly possible. That's just me. Your mileage may vary. Pack Daddy, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. If there's a player who's plug and play, checks all the boxes, and his motor doesn't run hot and cold, the Packers should sprint the card to the commissioner. I mean, I think you'll find many of those types tomorrow night at 25. And are they sprinting? Are they? Do they still do cards? Yeah, I think they do. I think you're right. It's kind of crazy in this day and age that, you know, there's still brick and mortar type stuff like that happening at the draft itself. But I think you're right. Patrick, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. First off, show freaking gun. Second, I think unlikely, but this whole six QBs in the first 16 possibly sounds fantastic for the Packers at 25, becomes like top 20. Patrick, I talked about this yesterday. Now, first of all, Shogun, yes. Everything you're intimating there, yes. As far as, yeah, I talked about this a bit yesterday. It absolutely plays very, very well into the Packers' hands as far as driving talent down, giving them a much better opportunity to get what would probably be not a premier talent. I'm not thinking it's going to be a blue chipper falling to them at 25, but a quality player who maybe other years past wouldn't be sitting there because, you know, so many teams are going to be taking a swing at quarterback. And as a Packers fan, you love to see it. Joey, what's up? I knew this was going to happen. Random Packer, Ahmad Carroll. Well played, sir. Well played. I do believe he has been utilized before, but today is a perfect day. Em, what's going on, man? We're one nail draft from opening a dynasty. Go Pack, go. Oh, Em. Baby, love it. Love the optimism. Go, go, go. But a lot of ball game left. They've had two really solid drafts. There's no doubt about that. 2022 and 2023, those classes, first blush, very, very promising. But, you know, they've won a playoff game. Let's maybe slow down on the dynasty talk just a little bit. I mean, again, I don't want to dampen your enthusiasm. I'm all for it. You know, damn the torpedoes, go for the gusto, I'm all in it. But maybe, just a little, just a tiny bit. Let's take some good players first. That sounds good. Boomer, what's going on, man? Aaron, be nice to the future gym teachers of America. It was my favorite class and started my career path. Random Packer, John Dorsey. Ooh, good call. And Boomer Fitness, man, you know, that's just a saying. That's an old school phrase that lots of, you know, scouts and people in the business have used to describe the fact that only the 1% of the 1% end up going to the NFL. And yes, plenty of those other gentlemen go on to do other great things. Some do become gym teachers. Some do become any number of different amazing things. But, you know, when you're talking about level of competition in the college arena, you know, sometimes you are going up against the future gym teachers of America. There's no shame in that. There's no, you know, putting down your profession or anyone's livelihood. That's just, you know, calling a spade a spade. But shout out, man. Look, you've made a career out of it. That's pretty dope, right? Relax really sums it all up here. Bears still suck, sir. Yes, they do. Talik, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Your life is on the line, Nags. Who is certainly slash most likely to be a Packer after this weekend? Also, thoughts on alt helmet? Let's go, Garendo. Man, Garendo, the more I watch him, the more I like him. The alt helmet stuff I talked about yesterday, I think most people have kind of got it in their head that there's going to be a G on the side. I think it's going to be all white. And I love it. I'm all for it. Let's do it. I'm assuming it'll be with some kind of like all white uniform. I'm down to clown with that, man. I think it's going to be dope. I think it's going to look amazing. That's just me. I know there's a lot of negativity around this idea, but I love it. As far as who is most likely going to be a Packer after this weekend, her life is in your hands, dude. No, he asked me to repeat that. Her life is in your hands. Her life is in your hands, dude. My life is on the line here. Who is most likely to be a Packer? Whoo, baby. Is a very good question. Let us say Cooper DeJean. There you go. Brian loves him so much he trades up and grabs him, and I get to live my life. How's that? Mimsy, what's up? Random Packer, Robert Brooks. Who is his comp of current wide receiver? Who Robert Brooks comp in this current group? Oh, wow, that's a good one. I would say Dobbs, but I don't think Dobbs has quite the same speed, top flight speed that Brooks did prior to his knee injury. Of the whole group, I'd probably say Wicks. especially with their ability to get off press coverage. I think Roberts' strides were a little longer, and that aspect I would probably relate more to Christian Watson, but whole package, I'd go with Wicks. Andrew, what's up? Goot trades up for a wide receiver. Packers Twitter explodes. It could happen. You want me to say that it'll never happen? I can't. It could happen. Like, if there's a player that he thinks is insanely talented and sees dropping and can't pass up the value and thinks that I got to have him, crazier shit has happened. You know, do I expect it to happen? No, but it could. Chuck, thanks for the super chat, man. Haven't caught you live in a while. And of course, I'm late. Random Packer, brief Packer, Jamon Moore. Ooh, Jamon Moore, USFL legend. I rode the elevator with him once. It was terrific. That we need elevator ride reviews. That's the next level here for Random Packers. If you've ridden in an elevator with a current or former Packer, you got to let us know. I'll start us off with the most awkward elevator ride I ever had with Mark Murphy in Philadelphia when I was on the beat. We were in Philly and we were staying at the team hotel and we just happened to get on the same kind of time and rode down. I think it was like 5 or 6 floors. Not a word. And I know he knows or knew who I am or was, you know, like I know he recognized me. Not a word. No syllables escaped our lips. It was so awkward. Good times. Good times. Thomas, what's going on, man? When does Corey get credentialed so he can ask Brian, Matt, and company questions? LOL. Thoughts on Wallace from Kentucky as a day 3 fifth rounder? That's going to be a deep dive that you're going to have to ask Joseph about tomorrow night and or throughout the weekend. He'll give you all you need to know about Wallace. But as far as Corey getting credentialed, boy, howdy, do I never expect that to happen. I can't imagine Jason Waller's going, yeah, let Corey in. That just doesn't seem like it's in the cards. Joey, what's going on, man? People saying they're afraid of the Bears if they take Rome with Caleb. I'm not sure what you're saying there, buddy. I'm not beat the Packers first, then we can talk. Bears still suck. Okay, Joey, I need you to slow down and breathe when you're typing this stuff out so it, like, you know, makes grammatical sense so then I can speak it into the microphone. That would be greatly appreciated. As far as the gist of your comment here, yeah, man, are you really hearing that? Packers fans are afraid of the Bears? That can't be serious. That has got to be a troll job. There's no way that's in earnest. Come on. It's the Bears. They've got, like, what, 4 whole picks in this draft? Yes, they'll probably trade down and get a few more, but come on. People are just losing their minds if that's a real thing. They're the Bears. They don't know how to develop a quarterback. If, you know, there was a team just north of them who gave them the blueprint a couple of times already that they could easily follow, but they refused to because they're the Bears. Come on, people. Afraid of the Bears? We cannot be serious. Matt LaFleur, 10-0. Afraid of the Bears? I know I'm getting old. Jeezy baby, what's going on, man? Trade up for a QB. Best time to draft a quarterback is when you don't need one. Random Packer, Baoju. We've had Baoju a few times, but it's always good. It's a great name to say. And yeah, hell, I obviously don't think Brian's going to do that in the first round, but I would not be surprised. Don't be shocked if and when, yes, I am underlining when, Brian does take another quarterback in this draft at some point, most likely day 3. But I will be very, very surprised if they don't come out of this draft with another arm. It's going to happen. Soder, how you doing, man? Long night tomorrow. Everyone rest up and hydrate. Yeah, tomorrow's easy, though. Like, yes, it takes a while, especially when the Packers are picking at 25. But, man, it's Saturday. That's the day. That's the long one. That's that's where the diehards come out. Thursday night, yeah, it's pretty simple. It's funny you mentioned that, too, because I was talking to Corey earlier today. We had a meeting. And we were, like, you know, working the timing, and he's going to be at the draft party, I'm going to be in the studio, etc. And then he was like, last year, how long did it take before the... I was like, because we were trying to time out, you know, how long things would be happening at the party and then on the live stream until pick 25. I'm like, yeah, we're probably not going to pick 3.5 hours into this thing. And he's like, well, let's, like, take a look at last year. I'm like, last year they picked at 13. Like, there was no waiting. Barely waited last year. Oh, good times. I miss it. That's the one thing, you know, when you're successful, you start winning playoff games. You got to wait a long time on draft night. Brody, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. How do you join the draft live stream? I'm glad you asked, buddy. A couple ways. You can become a Care of the G Club member here on YouTube, or you can become a Patreon member. Either one is just $5 a month. That's all we ask. It supports everything we do here at the brand. And then on the community page here on YouTube for Care of the G Club members, or on the Patreon page for Patreon members, you'll get all the information you need tomorrow, probably afternoon. Depends on when I get the info from the producers, but you'll have a Zoom link, and then you'll come on in and hang out. And then if you are interested in just watching, you don't have to get the Zoom stuff. You don't have to become a member of anything. You can just watch out, hang out, watch the live stream, etc. But if you want to be part of the Zoom and want to be able to chat with fans, chat with special guests or whoever, then you want to become a Carry the G Club member or a Patreon member. Both will get you into the Zoom. Abdul, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Hey, Aaron, curious how your draft experience is now versus how it was while you were on the beat. Random Packer Greg Lumpkin. That's a good one. That hasn't been utilized yet. That's really well done. The experience now is so much more preferable. You know, because when you're on the beat, it's nice because you're in the building. And like, they would fly me out and I would be in Green Bay for the weekend. And, you know, they got the offices up there. So you're all kind of just hanging out while you're waiting for the Packers to pick. And then when the Packers make their selection, everyone goes downstairs to the media auditorium and you hear from, I think it's at first you hear from Goody and then you hear from whoever the area scout is, where that guy was selected from. And then throughout the weekend, you get, you know, podium stuff from some of the personnel people, scouts, etc. But man, you're just producing content that other people want you to produce. And you're just kind of checking boxes, right? I will say the one thing I do miss about it is at the end, like, I think it's, you know, everybody's stories are filed, whatever, at the end of Saturday, we would always have kind of a get together at a local bar, like the entire beat. And it's kind of the one time of the year that that would happen. And it was really cool. And it was a lot of people who normally probably wouldn't hang out, but there was something about it. Like, you'd all been through this 3-day thing and then you just kind of hang out and finally exhale and have a beer or two and just chat a lot of times about what the Packers did over the weekend. But that's the one part I kind of miss. But other than that, I don't miss any aspect of creating content for other people. I really like being able to like make our own stuff and whatever we feel, and I literally underline we here, we feel we want to do, that's the direction we're going to go. I don't have to listen to anybody else. And that's the thing. That's the whole reason I left the beat, really, you know, is I very much liked the experience. I liked the people I met. I had a good working relationship with everyone I worked with. It was really, that whole part of it was great, but just being told what to produce, I hated that. Really hated that. Doug Hype TV, what's up, man? When we draft Cooper in round one, I will slam 10 delicious Carry the G cream ales. That's aggressive, man. That's aggressive. But I hope you get it on camera. Frank, thanks for the super chat. Random Packer, Brett Favre. That's all he is to me now. That's all he is. Vikings legend, Brett Favre. Evernight, thanks for the super chat. Wife and I are driving in from Minnesota for the draft party. Looking forward to meeting Banky and Loki, hoping we draft a kicker to see his head explode in person. Now, why you got to wish death on a man? Come on now. That's amazing you're driving in from Minnesota. Thanks so much. I hope you have a great time. Tell Corey I say hi. Get yourself some Carry the G, which is really the reason everyone should go. I mean, I've heard so many folks talking about not being able to get Carry the G. Well, here's your opportunity. Ryan, thanks for the super chat. I've always wondered who would have Green Bay picked if they passed on Mandrich. I don't think Sanders would have thrived in Green Bay. Yeah, it's so funny. I've heard people make this argument before, and I'm sorry, I completely disagree. I think Barry Sanders would have been amazing wherever he went. So much of what he did was just him making shit happen. Like, I don't know, man. I understand the argument for the dome and the artificial turf, but no, I think Barry was absolutely, I mean, to this day, he's still the best running back I've ever seen. Like, there have been some great ones, no question about it. But I haven't seen yet a guy who equals what he was able to do on a football field. And that's indoor, outdoor, on the moon. I don't care. Like, yeah, I just don't buy that. I'd love to have seen him in Green Bay. Would have been amazing. Rob, thanks for the super chat. Random Packer, Lionel Aldridge. Now, there's one that hasn't been utilized. Well done. Carried his bags to his hotel room when he was in town to give a speech on mental health. That's cool as hell, man. Lionel Aldridge is a good pull. Overpowered by Funk, thanks for the super chat. Random/not-so-random Packer, Randall Woodfield. That's pretty random. That's pretty random. Who we got? Charm City, what's up? I know it's draft season, but when Jordan Love inevitably gets us to a Super Bowl, what's your dream uni matchup? For me, it's Green Bay's away versus the Ravens purple. Random Packers, Ruvell Martin and Lawrence Guy. Man, Lawrence Guy. He's the one that got away from me, man. I hate that he has been so good for the Patriots for so long. The former seventh round pick for the Packers. I loved him as a player. Wish they would have kept him. Dream Super Bowl uni matchup is an amazing question. And I get what you're saying about the whites versus the purples, and I like it, but I got to be honest, man. I got to see the Packers in a home uniform. I need those home greens against whoever. Let's say, I'm trying to think what the tinge would be with the white road uniforms. Probably like obviously the Super Bowl one rematch. I'm always going to pull for Packers versus Kansas City. But that's probably number one. And then maybe Miami, just because there'd be flair. But yeah, no, got to have the home greens, man. Come on. Cheesy, baby. Thanks for the super chat. Former Packer beat writer, Aaron Nagler. Truly. Very, very, very true. Brody Nicholson, thanks so much for becoming a Clear the G Club member. Really appreciate you, man. Thanks for the support. William James, thanks for the super chat. People are worried about trading out because of King, but they forgot about trading back and getting Jordy. Random Packer, Jeff Thomason. Ooh, Jeff Thomason, remember this? When you did the thing, then we scored the touchdown against the Raiders. Love me some Jeff Thomason. And yes, thank you. Well stated. You know, people always fixate on the stuff that doesn't work out in the draft. They never kind of look back and go, oh, these are really good. I had a dude in a comment on, was it this channel? I can't remember if it was on the YouTube page or the Facebook page, but someone was like, oh no, it was here on YouTube. And it was on the discussion I had with, I think it was with Billy, where they were like, I was talking about following the board, right, and having the courage to follow the board. And, oh, you're going to need courage with all those shitty picks he's made. Durr. Like, never mind that you can point to plenty of fantastic selections Brian Gutekunst has made. The knuckle draggers are always out in full force, man. You love to see it. Dustin, what's up? More than his play, wow, am I impressed by Jordan Love's personality. What a great person. We are lucky. Yeah, man, it's really nice this offseason getting in kind of to come out of his shell quite a bit, right? Much more so than we saw last offseason. Obviously, a year under his belt as a starter. Definitely, I think, feeling a little bit more secure in his role. Yeah, man, I'm with you. It's been fun to see. Old Timer Dave, thanks for the super chat. Random Packer, Kurt Warner. It's been utilized, but it's a good one. Kurt, cup of tea, cup of coffee in Green Bay, Warner. I mean, he did go to the Hall of Fame. Clearly, it's because Green Bay is on his resume. I kid because I love. All right, everybody, I'm gonna have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and for the love of God, get your Cheesehead TV draft guide right now. You still got 24 hours plus a little bit to find out everything you need to find out about each and every one of these prospects. And enjoy tons of other great Packers content. There's a link in the description of this video. You can purchase it right now. Download it right now. Get to work, people. Do it. In the meantime, hit like, hit subscribe. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow night for the draft. Go Pack, go.